Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ask a Michigan voter, what are the top issues in this state? And chances are mighty good you'll hear something like this.
The biggest problem that we have in here is a lot of potholes and not taking care of roads. Some of the roads are not really kind of being maintained as much.
That was George Upwamsha from Canton, one of many voters who told us roads are their top issue. The state official who's been most preoccupied with our roads is the director of the Department of Transportation, Kirk Steidel, who today is retiring. Here with us now for the only interview he's giving on this last day on the job, MDOT Director Kirk Steidel. Welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So you're retiring after how many years?
31.
31 years. Okay.
31 years as a public servant, 12 and a half year, almost 13 years as the MDOT director.
So if you think about your legacy in public service, what do you think it is?
Well, I look at MDOT and I think about the initiatives we put in place to have the staff connected in communities to really understand what's important to communities as we're putting projects together to make sure we're doing them in context and in concert with communities. I look at efficiencies, how do we do things better and faster and cheaper and smarter and safer, and that as government employees, we work with people. We're much more civil. It's not about always being right. It's about working with people and doing what's right.
Kirk, let's think about those 13 years as the director of the Department of Transportation. What kept you up at night through the years, those staring at the ceiling at 3 a.m. thinking things over reasons?
You know, there's two things that really keep a DOT director anywhere in the country, well, particularly northern states, up at night. And the first one is not responding to a snowstorm. Well, I can tell you that never occurred to me because I knew that on any given night, there were 3,000 snowplows that were taking care of snow in Michigan. So that wasn't ever really an issue for me. The thing that does concern me and did was that some major catastrophe was going to happen, like a bridge falling down. And people would die. And those are things that you know, as an engineer, you're trying to make sure that everything is safe and you got processes in place to catch the deterioration that's happening. But that's one of those, you just would dread that midnight phone call that said, hey, we had a bridge fall and three people are killed. So those are things that really, they're in the back of your mind all the time.
With the benefit of hindsight, as you look back, would you do anything differently?
I'm really proud of where the department employees have gotten, the innovations that they've put in place, the constraints that they've been working up against. They certainly don't have the resources that they need to be able to get done what everybody wants to have done. They've been really, really creative. And, you know, if I think about what would I have done different, you know, funding is probably the biggest constraint and the biggest thing that's holding us back. And as I think about the 13 years that I was involved in that conversation, I wish we could have got that done sooner because the deterioration, we'd have stopped it sooner. I don't know how I would have done that, and I don't know that I could have pushed any harder, but it's one that I wish we could have gotten done earlier.
I'm interested in your thoughts, Kirk, about the road plans that are offered by the gubernatorial candidates from the two major parties. You've got GOP candidate Bill Schuette calling for an audit of MDOT spending and how it allocates money, and he's promising to use his ties to President Trump to get more federal dollars for Michigan's infrastructure. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I've heard this top-to-bottom audit of MDOT for the last 10 years. Well, in the last 3 years, there's been 26 audits on 23 different areas of the department. And the Auditor General's been in there, done them. They haven't found what everybody seems to think they're going to find.
What do they seem to think they're going to find?
They think they're going to find a mountain of cash sitting somewhere that somebody is just, you know, not using appropriate. And it's not there. If you eliminated the whole finance department, the planning department, and a couple of others, you have a drop in the bucket. You have enough money to build one interchange, maybe. The other piece that's missing from that discussion is of the MDOT budget, only 39% goes to MDOT. The other 61% go to cities and counties. So in the whole discussion all the time, it's all, well, we're going to, you know, fix the way MDOT allocates money. Well, that's in law. It's allocated as 39% for MDOT. and the other 61% goes to the other 619 agencies. So it's always interesting to hear people talk about that, but in reality, it's not there. I mean, they've looked under every rug. The Auditor General is really, really thorough. I've been through lots and lots of those audits. And if there was a mountain of cash hidden somewhere, they'd have found it by now. And I can tell you, I don't know where it's at, and I've been there for 13 years.
And Democrat Gretchen Whitmer is proposing an infrastructure bank, and then she says she's promising if lawmakers don't act, she said she'll go to the voters and ask for a bond. What do you think of that?
Well, the infrastructure bank is a good idea. The thing is, when it's a bank, you got to pay it back. So there actually is a state infrastructure bank that's in the Department of Transportation that local units of government use. It's a revolving fund that's about $20 million, and there is continual money in it. The issue is when you take out a loan, you got to pay it back. And what communities have said is they don't really want a loan. They want a grant because they don't have the money to pay it back. So it's a good concept. It's got some shortfalls as well. You know, the other thing that I think everybody seems to talk about is we're just going to get more money from Washington. Well, there isn't any more money that you can grab from Washington. There's a fixed amount that goes to each state. We draw down that amount every single year. If we have more state money, doesn't mean we can draw more federal money because you hit the cap of how much money is available. So there is another $1 billion sitting in Washington waiting to come to Michigan. There's going to be some one-off grants that come through, and Michigan's done well some years and not so well in other years.
What's your recommendation, Kirk, to the next governor and to the next legislature to fix Michigan's crumbling infrastructure?
Well, it really comes down to one fundamental thing. If we want good roads, we have to pay for them. And how we pay for them is really up to the legislature. If they want to continue to use gas taxes and registration fees, then they're going to have to find a way to make those adjustments. If they don't want to do that, then they need to look at, is there general fund money that they want to move over, which, you know, we've done some of both in 2015. And then the last couple of years, there's been additional general fund money. But at the same time, then they got to identify then what other services in government do they want to prioritize lower than that? And then that's the debate they got to have. At the end of the day, if you just go back and look at the amount of money we were spending on infrastructure back in the 60s, 70s, even 80s, and project that forward with just the cost of inflation, just basic inflation, we are way under that right now.
So as you talk to us on your final day as the director of the Department of Transportation, what are you most looking forward to doing in retirement, and what won't you miss?
Well, there's a lot of things that I certainly will miss. I'm gonna miss a lot of the great people that I've had a chance to work with, both internally within the department and communities across the state, and some really great legislators. At the same time, I think the things that I won't miss is that it seems like every 2 years is Groundhog Day, and we start back over at square one. And that repetitive cycle is something I'm certainly going to be happy to not do anymore. You know, I had that same basic discussion for probably 13 years on here's where your gas tax goes and here's how it's spent.
What's your favorite road in Michigan?
Wow. You know, I really like the Tunnel of Trees, M119, just because it's so beautiful. You know, probably the second one is, who could argue with M22?
I would say that's most people's number one answer. And Tunnel of Trees,
right.
Absolutely. MDOT Director Kirk Steidel on his last day. Happy trails, happy retirement, and thank you so much for spending time with us on your last day here on Stateside.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cynthia.